Okay, we're back. You couldn't get rid of us yet. But, you know, we're talking about money. I mean, I could think of so many other things to buy. Do you know what $30 could buy? So much food. Food for the poor. And you're gonna fritter it away on one pencil. No. I'd rather put $30 towards a couple of shirts or maybe a pizza dinner or, well, I wouldn't want to put $30 towards a pizza dinner. I feel like that's a waste of good money unless you're actually going to celebrate and be lavish once in a while. But then, I would have it divided among people so nobody would get the brunt of the whole smackdown. But, you know, I don't know. It's almost like we're throwing our money away, you know, and not even thinking about what we're doing. And, you know, when I was young, I used to do that. I used to not pay my bills. I used to get behind because I wouldn't want this or want that or da-da-da-da-da. And the thing that kind of taught me don't do that is when I got a 3-day eviction notice, and I said, wait, I've got the money to pay for my rent. Here's a check. And so they wrote it out, and, you know, it's just like I forgot to pay the rent. And so then after that, I learned don't forget to pay the rent. And, you know, I was, probably 23, something like that. And, you know, it's just one thing. You didn't forget to pay the rent. You didn't forget to pay the bills. And you lived responsibly. And sometimes around Christmas, I would fudge. And the only way I could get a couple of $100 was to put off all the bills around Christmas time. And then get totally slammed in January. And I don't recommend that method. Because then it's kind of like, where the heck is my money for eating, guys? And, yeah, you have to, own the responsibility and, you know, when you don't have that much money, you really kind of learn a sense of responsibility in how to spend wisely. And, you know, so I just, you would never catch me buying. Okay, I would buy $200 walking shoes that would fit my feet that were, you know, to help with plantar fasciitis and this and that. But I would never, ever, ever, ever buy, like, $200 high heels. No, you wouldn't catch me doing that for love nor money. No way. And, I mean, if you have the money and you can do it, God bless you. That's great. Wonderful. But I just, oh my gosh. And $3.65 for a large drink. I would be just like, look, let's just get a liter or two of soda from Safeway and never mind. I mean, at least that's $1.50 or something, you know. Okay. Yeah. Come out here and you can discuss, because you do the shopping, because you like to try to find the prices. And, I mean, I see why you do it now. But, oh, my Lord, it's
well, okay. It's crazy. All right, check this out. Some 4 years ago, I first started seeing gallons of milk go from 189 to $2.99.
Now what?
For a gallon of milk.
Now what are they?
Some as high as $4 to $4.29.
Good
heavens. For a gallon of milk. Okay? I remember when gallons of milk were like, about $1.39. It wasn't that long enough. Or eggs. This is the thing that slays me. By a number of years, I was able to get eggs for like $2.39 for an eight. Oh no, $2.19 for an eight pack, 18 pack. Then they jumped.
$2.39 for an eight pack is like Fall Over Central.
Yeah. They jumped from $2.19 to $2.39, then to $2.59, then all of a sudden to $3.39.
Damn, is it any wonder we get broke?
I mean, you know, is why it's such a challenge. Now you totally see why I do what I do. Now, the only thing that stayed, well, even, I can't say that. Cheese has kind of gone up that way, too.
Well, anything good has gone up, but it seems like anything bad for you is just as cheap as it ever was, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know people really don't want to hear what my real view is. It's like, go ahead and, you know, do, I don't know, it's like, eat the crap. We're going to just really promote the crap, and all the poor people get to eat the crap, and maybe we'll have some popcorn, you know, pop control or whatever it is going on. You know, eat enough bad food.
That's kind of, Sean, that is it. That's what it looks like.
So,
that's about all I'm going to say on that, because it's
not a popular view, okay?
Nope. And I know that. But sometimes the truth isn't very popular. But, man, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck and flies like a duck, guess what? It ain't a squirrel.
Makes you want to go squirrely, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like dog food. Dog food doesn't come in 50-pound bags anymore, right?
It's 44.
What?
44.
And, like, it's $50. How much for 44?
Oh, you're talking anywhere.
Because it's all natural, and it, you know, you could go buy some Purina at the store, and it's like, what, $20 a big old huge
pack
of,
yeah.
And it's nothing but, it's nothing short of just having a potato chip diet for a dog.
Well, the 44 pounders are anywhere from 52 to, I think, somewhere as high as like $65.
Oh my gosh.
On your variety.
So if you want, let's see.
You know,
if you want good stuff, and it used to be the other way around. Anything good for you was just like dirt cheap to get a hold of, and now it's the reverse.
It's turned.
Because they want you to eat all the.
And then they wonder why we have an obesity problem in our country.
Oh, we have an obese problem. Well, if you'd quit feeding full of sugar and high fructose corn syrup. That wouldn't be hardly an issue.
It ain't rocket science. Maybe it is for some. Never mind, Todd.
Woo! Okay.
I'm gonna shut up. Or else I'm gonna probably get my butt kicked. But I'm gonna.
I ain't kicking it.
I know that's right.
Woo! Hey, come here.
What?
Well, at least I'm not alone in this ranting boo, but yes, this is something that we need to pray about, you know. It's just because it's crazy, and it just shows the world's corruptness, you know.
Absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
But isn't that so? It feeds the vainness. Uh-huh. $30 for an eyeliner. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, the thing that got me is, we were at a concert one time.
Oh.
Pizza.
Oh.
Okay, pizza. A slice of, probably a 15-inch pizza. A slice of that size of pizza.